Late changes to the card at All Out. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, September 2nd, 2021. A big welcome to those of you listening on TheWrestlingRevolution.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Find out how at JustProWrestlingNews.com.
AEW.
The card for All Out got some final fine-tuning on last night's AEW Dynamite. Pac vs. Andrade El Idolo is now off the pay-per-view due to travel issues. As a result, the Women's Casino Battle Royale is now on the main show, and a new match was announced for the buy-in pre-show, Jurassic Express and Best Friends versus the Hardy Family Office. Orange Cassidy beat Jack Evans on last night's Dynamite. Meanwhile, there are some new entrants for the Casino Battle Royale. Announced last night, Jamie Hayter, Rebel, Legit Layla Hirsch, Abaddon, Kylan King, and Anna Jay, who returned to AEW TV to rescue Ty Conti from a post-match attack by the Bunny and Penelope Ford. Conti had just beaten Ford. Also last night, a shocking betrayal by Billy Gunn. He struck down Paul White with a steel chair shot to his surgically replaced hip. That allowed QT Marshall to lay out White with a diamond cutter. The Young Bucks and Good Brothers beat the Lucha Brothers and Jurassic Express in last night's main event. The Bucks pinned Rey Fénix with the Meltzer driver. After the match, Kenny Omega joined the Elite for a huge post-match beatdown on the Lucha Brothers and Christian Cage. That included the Elite hijacking the steel cage hanging above the ring to prevent anyone from coming to the rescue. Santana and Ortiz beat FTR, and Powerhouse Hobbs pinned Brian Cage after Ricky Starks hit Cage with the FTW Championship. An in-ring promo by CM Punk was interrupted by Daniel Garcia and 2.0. Darby Allin and Sting quickly appeared, and they helped Punk clear the ring. AEW Women's Champion Dr. Britt Baker announced last night that she has signed a new long-term contract with AEW. Anyone attending the Dynamite Grand Slam show at Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens, New York later this month will need proof they have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. That's in line with protocols now in place in New York City.
Impact Wrestling.
Tonight's Impact Wrestling has Ace Austin versus Tommy Dreamer. If Dreamer wins, he gets inserted into Austin's title match against Impact World Champion Christian Cage at Victory Road. X Division champ Josh Alexander has issued an open challenge for tonight, offering a title match to any former X Division champion. Also tonight, Matt Cardona and Chelsea Green versus Rohit Raju and Shira, and Taylor Wilde, Jordan Grace, and Rachel Ellering versus The Influence.
WWE.
Today's NXT UK has Teo Man versus Nathan Fraser in a Heritage Cup number one contender tournament match, plus Blair Davenport versus Nina Samuels. Devon Dudley, who was a producer for WWE, shed some light on this past Monday's match between Charlotte Flair and Nia Jax.
Something happened in the ring. They handled it the way they handled it, and they got over it. Simple as that.
That clip from this week's episode of the Table Talk podcast. The postponed SmackDown show at New Orleans Smoothie King Center is now rescheduled for February 11th.
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor says Roosh will be out of action for the rest of the year. He underwent knee surgery earlier this week. Roosh was set to challenge Shane Taylor Promotions for the ROH six-man titles at the Death Before Dishonor pay-per-view. Bestia Del Ring will take Roosh's place on the challenging team alongside Dragon Lee and Kenny King. Will Ospreay is off of Revolution Pro's shows this weekend after he tested positive for COVID-19. Ospreay said he was fully vaccinated, his symptoms are mild, and he says he'll be fine. Stardom announced its matches for New Japan's Wrestle Grand Slam shows coming up this weekend. Saturday's shows will have Momo Watanabe and Saya Kamatani versus Micah and Lady C. Sunday's card will see Watanabe and Kamatani versus Julia and Siori. Those matches will be broadcast on New Japan World. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, September 2nd. Just Pro Wrestling News is going to All Out, so take a moment, make sure you're following us on our social media so you don't miss any of our on-site reports coming up this weekend. We also invite you to subscribe to our podcast feed so you can catch our news updates every morning. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.